I'll drop the seat a little bit as well on my side. Just so we're level. Yeah, this is fine. I can edit this part.
How are you?
How are you, Gryffindor? Alright. We've had a couple of questions come in as well. So I'm just going to keep these nice and open for us.
How are you guys? We are back to the...
Can you guess the topic?
We're back. We got the AO edition. It was, if anyone watched last night, it was a good match there. Sabalenka, Keys won a maiden grand slam, which is pretty amazing.
I did watch, actually. How old is she? Has she been around for a while?
She's been around for a while. Actually, we had played a good friend of ours last night. We played paddle with. She used to play with Madison Keys, and she said she's gunned. And she's tall, fit chick, and she's way taller than me. So that was good. She was giving us some good insight there and stuff because she was on the tour. And, yeah. And
so should we start off with why we've brought up tennis for a start? I mean,
mate,
our lord and saviour, Jace Alpin.
One of the great sports, the greatest.
Yeah,
we'll change
the subject there.
No shin guards, no rolling around, no acrobats. You know, just,
no, that's fine. That's not what I'm bringing up. But if
athletes.
Why are you really struggling here? Really struggling.
He's on a fine line today. He's good.
We all didn't sleep in until 11:30 today, and I'll put the text. Put the text in here as well, which would be superb. No, can you please explain to the fans at home your background in tennis, maybe, you know? So people actually know that we're not just a couple of wankers that got a couple of rackets.
Yeah, used to play tennis. Had a pretty good...
All right, sweet. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. All best.
He had a temper, and then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
No, I played tennis my whole life, and it was very good to me. A lot of... friendships, travelled the world, played some good stuff, and taught me a lot about life, really. A good sport, because you travel from such a young age, you know, by yourself. Like,
yeah.
I can remember the first big trip I did, I was 14, and I went to the States, and I was there for 3 months on my own, just getting around.
True.
And it's pretty, I'll never forget, this is a good story. So I was going over, my cousin was over there, he was the head coach at BYU Academy, like a university over there, college, so like tier one, and he coached the women's and the men's team, like at different times, and so he knew I was going there. So Tim Tams, I find him like bag full of Tim Tams. If anyone doesn't know, any overseas viewers, Tim Tams, greatest biscuit ever.
I would say a lot of them do. Yeah, Billy Gowers, sponsored.
He loves a Tim Tam. He's not shy of them. Yeah, so we had Tim Tams, and they're like, oh, excuse me, can you come through here? And I was fucking tiny, little blonde haired kid, almost brackets.
Not much has changed.
Yeah, he's still upbeat. He does it again, bring it out, always for the cards. And fucking they rinsed me. They took all of it off there, the Vegemite, everything that
did
I had
they?
From. Yeah, they didn't let me go through with it. But craziest thing that happened, when they did all my thing, so it's quite common when you play it, well, you know, if you go overseas.
Are you referring to the search at an airport now?
No, well, fuck, this is years ago. This is going back in the 80s or something. I was
80s before you were born, yeah, see.
It's a long time ago. Still looking good, you probably didn't guess. But so they did it. So, you know, when you go to Bali, it says, have you touched dirt and shit like that? So anytime we used to play, like, pretty much you just get rid of your shoes or whatever. But because you're playing clay or whatever.
Yeah.
The dirt. So they took all the insoles of my shoes out and looked through everything. I was 14. Missed my connecting flight. I think I went, so I went to LA, then I went to Florida.
Yeah.
And then, because that's massive for tennis, like Florida's like, it's for some reason, Florida, golf and tennis. That's all you do there.
That's
the hub, and they all live there. So, like, Sabalenka, she runs out of Florida. Tom Paul, like, all of them. Cam Smith, our Cammy boy. Cam Smith, he's out there. But
one of our most popular listeners, Cam.
Cam.
He's been on. Listen to the pod a couple of times.
Thanks, Cam. You're a good man.
Real good man.
And, so going there, and I missed the connection flight, and this lady, she was like, big, big African-American lady, and she just was so nice to me. She wasn't part of this, and she just like was like, obviously knew I was young, and she was like, fuck, like the mother in her came out, and she gave me this thing, this card, and I could go to Macca's and that, and I was getting like free Macca's because I had to wait so long till my next flight. And obviously, I was a bit distraught, you know what I mean?
Another great sponsor of the show, by the way,
yeah,
Macca's.
Thanks
Hungry for your
Jacks.
Support.
Hungry Jacks.
We lost the Hungry Jacks
yeah.
sponsorship.
Too
thanks
many,
to the last
too many,
podcast.
Too many pickle juices going for life. But yeah, anyway, that's the story.
Yeah, well, it's always good to start off on one of the worst stories I've ever heard. And then hopefully the next one gets better.
Yeah, so.
Holy
but,
shit.
But no, let's talk.
Is that actually the story?
Well, fuck, I don't know what you asked me. Look, he's had a big couple of weeks here. I'm
yeah,
not going to
no,
lie.
Look, he has. He's had a bit of hail damage to the whole head.
He's
struggling a little bit.
No, he's not struggling. You know, I might be getting a bit sick here too. COVID, influenza, something like that. But we'll
oh, well, that's great.
We'll
thanks
get,
for that.
We'll
thanks for bringing that up on a podcast.
This guy's sick most of the year. But
still battling along, though. But there we go. As I mentioned, I was in here at 10 this morning when we were supposed to be up. So, anyways. AO. What would you like to talk about with the AO, son?
I know, like if anyone's never been there, even if you don't like tennis or not sport, and mate, you got to go.
So
it's just fuck. It is.
I could probably.
It's an event. Yeah. Well, there
I
you go. You came down last year.
Did you?
He's had a microstroke again.
It was 2 years ago. Believe it or not.
Was it two?
It was 2 years ago.
So you came down the first year there.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. See, I thought that was last year.
So I've been to quite a few sporting events and like big sporting events. So being like Ashes, World Cup, Euros,
yeah,
all of this. So it's obviously a lot bigger sports than tennis. Been to the golf and stuff like that. Mm. Been to a croquet final, which probably gets more people in the AO. Mm. But yeah, that was actually, the best part wasn't the tennis.
It's
you know what I mean? It's the atmosphere.
It's
like as soon as you walk through the gates, it's fucking trillions of people there for a start.
Yeah.
But it was class. Like, obviously being in there as well. What's the name of the arena?
Rod Laver.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's just one of
why
those.
Why do I want to see John Cain?
John Cain's one of the other arenas, yeah.
Is that there?
There's like four stadiums.
Yeah,
there.
No, it is actually wild. Like,
yeah, see, that's
the
crazy thing.
One?
You go there, like where you go,
yeah.
Say you went to the cricket and that, you just go to one stadium.
Yeah.
That's it. There is, what do you got? You got Margaret Court, you got John Cain, you got Hyacinth, you got Show Court 3, and you got the party court, you got Rod Laver, like that's just the stadiums.
Yeah, no,
that's
and
where
then
the
you've
other
got
courts,
all of the other courts,
indoor courts,
yeah.
Outdoor courts, and like, I remember one year, so they do like, you know, Angus and Julius Stone play, they do a festival there, like I watch Fatboy Slim play.
Yeah, that's
at
sick.
The AO for free.
What
do you
doing
know what
with the Fatboy Slim in it?
Praise
yeah.
you, praise you, what a song.
That's sick. That's
awesome.
But yes, we highly recommend it.
But just yeah, go down, go for lunch. Like there's all tents. So I was down there on Sunday, just gone with a couple of boys, and we're in like the Kia tent. That was awesome. And like the Piper Bar, like they're just mate, smacking champagne outside of labour. Like it's pretty good.
It is amazing. I did read somewhere that you missed your flight back.
Because
that
yeah.
was interesting. Because I remember 2 days before it, when we were in the gym together, when you were like, "No, no, this'll be just one of those one of those weekends where we just go down. I really just want to watch the tennis. I just really want to get involved in the tennis." And then yeah, if you'd like to explain to our fans,
we won't get too involved.
Don't need to go into too much detail. Just obviously the Jetstar flight. That was supposed to return.
To be honest,
no,
that was the first Jetstar flight I've been on in like a lot of years. It was actually the best one.
Technically, you weren't on it. Or do you mean the flight there?
Oh, the flight there. We got
right,
Jetstar
okay,
there,
so.
Always Virgin. And then, yeah, missed that Virgin one. Booked another one. Well, I remember we were sitting in one of the bars there at the Kia. And it's because daylight saving there. So it's sunny. And I'm like,
that was an old excuse.
And I'm like,
no.
Pretty sure my flight's leaving in 10 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
You're actually like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's so
well,
weird.
I think I made a call pretty early in the day that I was just not going to.
I'm pretty sure you made
but
it.
But I didn't leave
the night before.
But it was it's funny you say I wanted to go down there and watch the tennis. I think I saw one ball get hit the whole day. I pretty much watched it on the TV.
Yeah, I love it.
In a thing. But like, man, it was pretty crazy. Where we were, it was nuts. So Billy, our boy
Billy.
Mr. Melbourne. Mr. Melbourne. He's famous. So he got us into a good guy, Daniel Gorringe. So Goz
yeah.
off Insta. Everyone would know him down there. And we're in there. There was like Mark Murphy, Buddy Franklin. He was a legend. He was cool to meet.
Yeah.
Volkanovski. I don't follow USC, but
yeah.
The Volk, is it? Mate, what a nugget.
That's weird that you don't follow UFC, but you're such a good fighter.
Well, yeah, 10-0, just try to keep it humble. But it's pretty good.
10-0?
Yeah,
10-0.
Yeah, he's good.
A few times.
He's good. No, I'm just good at training, always on the bag and that, so it's been pretty good.
He will be in there.
That'll get some hits.
Good. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, but honestly, it's amazing down there. In my opinion, you cannot, like, we're Gold Coast, so we're lucky. It's fucking 800 degrees out there. 800% humidity. It's sweating bullets. I feel like I'm in Singapore.
I know.
But you cannot beat Melbourne summer.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, was it last year, AO, me and Jamie, there's fireworks going off at MCG. We're looking outside our shop where we had the water. And we went and watched tennis at Relava. Someone rang us and goes, hey, got two tickets to the cricket. It was a big bash. Come and have a drink, meet him. So we walked over there into MCG, had a beer in there, and then someone's like, there's a gig on at Maya Music Bowl if you want to come. We didn't go because we had to be back early and it was late. And we're like, we could do that all within 10 minutes.
I know,
I
do love Melbourne.
That's elite. I could live there.
I know, me too.
I really could, especially through the summer.
I just love the sport.
That
sport there is unreal.
You get AFL the winter. Like, I guess you'd be, I don't know, you would have done a lot of living in the dark winters back home. I don't know how you'd go every day, but I feel
fucking
like
sucks.
In our jobs though, like we're inside all day, so you're not too bad.
Yeah, I know that. It's. I remember explaining this to somebody about living back home. It's like, you know, when you wake up here and it's like the sun wakes you up. When you, you're waking up at 4 o'clock in the
fucking
afternoon.
I need a pot and a fucking hammer. He goes to bed late.
Yeah, it's like when you open those curtains and it's like grey, fucking miserable sky.
Yeah.
It is hard to fucking.
Yeah. Well, I think I was telling you, I spoke to Mark, my brother. He's in London.
Yeah.
7 years, and I think it was a couple of years ago or last year, whatever. And he goes, "This is the first time this winter." He goes, "I actually felt that thing they say, you know, you're a bit depressed and that."
Yeah.
He goes, "I have not seen sun. I can't even remember last time I saw sunlight."
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he goes, you start your mind and you just feel like, obviously it's at vitamin D.
Yeah.
Like, you know, look at us. Like, we don't even go in the sun and we're tanned because you're here.
Speak for yourself.
I was trying to be nice there. But anyway, you know.
Speak for yourself. I'm blending in with the sun.
So yeah, no, but it's good. And yeah, it's definitely a thing to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
The F1 and stuff we've done, like, that's cool, but like, yeah, the tennis, it's just such a,
I'm hoping to go to the F1 this year. Now
you're going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
You are.
I'm
going.
I'm teasing the fans.
We're going. We're gonna go. We're gonna,
so if anybody's there and wants to meet up with us, get a couple of photos, meet the actual people behind the brand.
Yeah, so
we won't be there. Do not,
we'll be
come
drinking
up to us
somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah,
come near us.
But no, yeah, Melbourne is definitely, I've always loved Sydney too. I think I love Sydney because it's pretty, but if I have to live somewhere, Melbourne's got way more to offer than what I'm into.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's like, well, yeah, we went to tennis all day and then we went to a restaurant, Francoise, in Melbourne.
Do you know him well?
Uh-huh, no, but like,
oh, that's the name of the
restaurant.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
and it's like a sick restaurant in Melbourne, but we're getting served at 10.
Yeah, I know, that is the thing.
Mate, I've got to have dinner here at 4:30 if I want to get a reservation. Fuck that noise. You know what I mean? I haven't even had lunch. Like, it's
too busy working.
Too busy getting it done there, but speaking of working, the products, they're working well.
We're talking about products.
Yes.
We're not a product company. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so
you want to swerve off to that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just talking.
He shoots from the hip. Well, I had another topic that I wanted to bring up, and we'll refer back to tennis at the end.
You're good at,
actually doing it.
Yeah. Andrew Denton over here.
Yeah, Channel 9 News. Good evening.
Good evening.
So, obviously, our boy got in America.
Big Trumpy.
Big Trumpet.
I know, there's a bit going on around all that.
Yeah.
Try not to watch. Happy for the crypto space for that. We went well on that.
Yeah, we went.
That deserves
real
another
that.
Chest pump there.
Thanks for that. Cheers, Elon.
Yeah, Elon. Fuck, Josh, I got sent a funny video, and it's so funny. I got sent this 20 times. So obviously, a lot of my friends and family out there think I'm autistic, and it's
think.
tick.
Yeah.
And have you seen it? Of Elon and it's like two types of autism, and it was like Elon and the and Trumpy son. Have you seen that? And he's like just standing there and he's like dancing.
Yeah, I have seen that.
It's actually crazy. It's
that.
So like all the everything going around it, it's like a show.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like our stuff
like
when it goes in, it's like it's very
fucking boring.
No, but it's very like it's like how it should be. I don't know.
I don't know if that is how it should be. The world's changed.
Mate, this guy's saying he's changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America already, and like
yeah.
all this stuff.
I'm not against it. Sorry to our Mexican fans.
I just don't know enough about it to know.
Yeah,
what's...
nobody knows enough, Sam. We just gotta wing it. Fuck them.
Mm, that's
fuck them all.
The only news I watch every single day is Fox Sports News, literally, because you know why? I'll tell you one to the fans out there: truth, results, injuries. That's it. That's all it is.
That's life.
That is life. Far out.
Okay.
Is there birds in here? I'm so allergic to something.
Shit. Bullshit.
Ooh, pigeons.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well. Yeah. So. All right. You hate Trump.
Me.
That's another one for TikTok.
No, I don't hate Trump.
Well, that's what I'm here.
I don't hate anyone. I do not hate anyone. And if only people I hate is if I'm playing against them and I lose,
yeah,
then
fair.
I hate them.
That's fair. So.
But yeah.
What we're gonna do now that Trump's in, Jace, we'll cut to this obviously. But Jace is actually gonna sing a song that he's written about Trump. So he's got the guitar here somewhere. I don't know where it is. But he'll be strumming himself to sleep tonight, and I don't mean with the guitar.
that's good.
Not a Christmas joke, you know?
That's good.
Yeah,
I was waiting for a lot of jokes coming out.
He's a bit of a joker.
He's a
so,
joker.
Back to the tennis. cut. Obviously, Keys won.
No.
So tell me.
First one. Mm.
This is an interesting one. I'm sure most people know this, but I'm going to ask. The rankings here...
That's their seed.
Yeah, but that's not their world ranking, is it?
No, but
so
like,
why
so
is that?
Usually number one's number one. Well, it just depends on like how it, you know?
But how can it be different? Shouldn't
because
it just be what the world ranking is?
No, because it's like, it usually pretty much is.
Yeah, it's close to
it's
it.
It's close to it. It's just like, cause they're like, what are they, 100 and... What are they, 125 draw, say?
Because I've seen like Shelton.
He's a legend.
I was right,
too.
He's class. Krispy Kreme ambassador,
yeah,
please.
He's got good hair, too.
Great hair.
Handsome.
Oh,
big
real
rhythm.
Handsome.
I'd love
real
to
handsome.
See him.
We'll just
in
the cut for 5 seconds. Yeah, I like him. I think he's.
Yeah, he's got good energy. He's like, he smiles on the court. It's like Alcaraz. Mate, the guy's fucking one of the best in the world. He's going to be one of the, he's got a massive.
What's his first name?
Kalitos.
Yeah.
Kalitos.
No,
I should have got the guitar then.
Yeah.
I can't play
that.
Can't play that. I can't play CD Angel.
Never heard that song.
Yeah.
yeah. Old Alcatraz.
So yeah, no, like he's
with the no sleeves.
Yeah, no sleeves. And like if I had arms like that, I'd have no sleeves on too.
Yeah,
so would you.
First time I've ever worn sleeves.
But like he's on the court and he's smiling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's happy. Like he's in deep. Against he's playing against Novak Djokovic, one of like the greatest tennis player of all time. He's won what 24 Grand Slams, and like he's smiling. Like if I'm on the court, I'm fucking seeing red.
I mean, you would be smiling though if you were playing against the Joker.
Nah, we'd be all.
Do you not get it? Fucking Jesus Christ! Are you kidding? I'm fucking comedy gold here, and this fucking clown's ignoring it. There'll be a petition out for a new podcaster to join the group to get my jokes here.
Yeah.
Kev would have got that.
It would have been
beautiful.
Good.
Would have loved it.
It'd be good at the RSL, this guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I said, yes, I'll be smiling.
Jesus Christ.
That's good.
So, yeah, obviously we've spoken about Big Keezy winning.
I know. It's like winning your first Grand Slam, there's always these questions asked. It's like, would you rather be number one in the world and win a Grand Slam, or would you rather have $1 million or win a grand, like in most of the like people when you play, they're like
so
grand slam.
Let's ask you then, if somebody
slam,
was
any day of the week,
grand slam,
I'd rather have $0 in my bank account, which is what I've got. But if they said you have mil or grand slam, I'd now take a grand slam.
50 mil
grand slam. 50
mil.
It's like a fucking grand slam. You're part of history. Money comes and goes. History.
Who won the 2001? Yeah, you could be a part of history. Yeah.
I'll take $50.
Real good being part of history when nobody fucking knows about it. Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's fuck, it's winning is so good.
So, men's final tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
just not a fan of Sinner. I really am not.
Why don't people like him? There's quite a few people that don't like him.
He's just so stale.
He's a bit of a fridge,
isn't
he?
Yeah, like a big red one.
Can't
take away, like, the guy can play. He is unbelievable.
Is he Italian?
Yeah, Italian. Looks German.
All of our Italian fans?
Hey.
Apologies to the German fans.
Well, he's playing against the German tonight, Alexander Zverev. And he's my guy. I love Zverev.
Do you?
I'm a big fan of him.
He's a big, tall guy.
Tall, Muzel, nice. He's like...
Like yourself?
Yeah. I'm like a mini version. It's actually funny. I was talking to the guys last night at dinner, and I was like... So we were with all, like, tennis players and paddle players last night, and I was like... She was talking, she's good friends with Zverev, the chick that played. And I was like, fuck, I swear he's copying my look at the moment. He's got long hair now and a beard, and he's literally, should we put that up on the screen? It's so funny. And then someone's like, yeah, you're just like the 5'3" version.
Harsh?
Yeah,
not doing
well,
Danny.
Yeah, it sucked. He's in hospital now. Fucking got him on. But
oh, careful.
Anyway.
Careful.
Mate, it is so hot.
Yeah, that aircon's just not doing anything, is it?
Kev?
Kev?
You paid a
chance? I know, we're paying big rent, yeah, so any chance you could chuck on a bit of aircon in there would be class.
These undies
so yeah, those are extremely wet.
Yeah.
So, Oz Open final tonight, so you're going for your man then?
Yeah, I've put money on.
Do you?
I hope this is his first. Oh. Like, so he was in a... he lost in a US final once, Zverev, and then I think he was in maybe the French Open final, and that's when he snapped his ankle, rolled on the clay, like in the first set, gone. It was one of the worst things I've seen. Full going out and just went bang like that, and he was screaming. Like, it was pretty bad. I don't know if it was semi.
Did he still play?
Final. Yeah, he did, actually. They put him in a... Dylan Alcott gave him his chair, and...
Wheelie?
Yeah. The wheelies. And
cheers, Bill. Big fan of the show as well.
He was there on Sunday.
Yeah.
He's a lad. He's good, man. Fuck, he's strong. He's fucking huge.
All right, we're not going to go any further on this because I'm going to... I know where it's going.
No,
we're
it's not going
we're cutting it right now.
And
so who's your tip for tonight?
Well,
what score?
Okay.
Because
we've
got about 3 minutes left of
this
podcast.
I want Zverev to win.
Yeah.
I hope it goes to five. I don't know. Just after watching Sinner's matches, like, he's just looking too good.
Yeah, geez, the guy's cramping.
Yeah, weak, but he...
Yeah, true. Is he world number one?
Yeah.
Look at that for timing.
Look at that. Oh, well, our match is finished.
All right, guys, well, that's it.
God
bless.
Every podcast, we're going to do a 10% code or something?
Yes, we are. We're doing, actually, a 20% off. If you make it to the end of the podcast.
Which you won't.
Which not many people will. So, yeah, if you are, it'll be code CRISPY and then a 20.
CRISPY Daddy? Oh, CRISPY 20.
Don't confuse the people at home here. CRISPY 20, that's the discount code. That'll get you 20% off anything online. By now, we have some very interesting stuff coming up in the next couple of months.
Awesome. Thank you, Gareth, again. Always been a pleasure, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys.
All the best.
Very sweaty hands.
Yeah, fucking hot. I'm doing all the talking. Nah.